like we always do about this time. Daily, Jalen and Jacoby, approximately 3:30, right here. ESPN sites between 4 and 4:30 to give the people what they want.
What up, Jay? Hello, Mr. Rose. How are you, sir?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm great. Lil Yachty paid somebody $500 to drink their own urine on an IG live.
Her?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of her?
No, I said their own urine. No. Women don't do that. Women don't do that. That's dumb. But come on, man. Come on.
So here's my thing. And if you're going to give away the bread, don't set our people back 25 years. Get a bread to some. A lot of people don't know this. I used to love watching Soul Train for 100 reasons. As a matter of fact, shout to the scene in Detroit. We had our local version. Fast Freddy, LaWanda Gray. They used to be tossing it up.
You had a local? Wait, no. I have a lot of follow-up questions. So you have like a local public access version of Soul Train in Detroit?
No doubt. Called the scene. RJ Watkins was the host. Nat Morris was the host. Sugar, Sugar, Salt and Salt. If they didn't get off today, it's not our fault.
No idea what you're talking about.
Stand up, Detroit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And the one thing I always appreciated about Don Cornelius is that he was an entrepreneur. He was well-dressed. He was talented. He was a great scout and evaluator. But the one thing he did on the board, when they asked somebody a question, they always made sure everybody got the answer correct because he didn't want black people to look unintelligent.
Okay.
So they'll bring you to the board and they'll ask you a musical question. And you may not even know the answer, but it's somebody behind the board telling you the answer so you don't look bad on TV. That's the exact thing that I'm saying right now about this situation. If you want to give away $500, there's so many people out here that are doing positive things and can contribute some sort of entertainment, not mockery and foolishness.
There are so many people that need that $500 right now of all times. To be giving it to someone who drinks their own urine on Instagram Live, it's just that's not where it's at right now.
Yeah, that's
do it for the gram, might get you a little clout, might get you some followers, get people like us to talk about it, but like that right now is not the time to be doing that. It's really not.
Taking advantage of people. You know, I don't like, you dangling carrots in front of people. And, this is a tough time. People need their bread. People trying to pay their rent. People getting laid off, furloughed, fire, companies shutting down, especially small to medium businesses. I'm just not a fan of that.
No, not at all. And I've been doing my own thing a little bit, helping out people that I know in the service industry. Because one thing you taught me is always be a regular somewhere, And some of those regular people that I tip so well, I don't have that opportunity. And you know what? And their salary, whatever they're getting, is not holding them over. If you work in the service industry, you rely on those tips. So I've been hitting people up to take care of me. Take care of the people, take care of you. Take care of each other.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Because I'm pretty sure a couple of businesses, wine, liquor, and medicinal, their businesses are skyrocketing.
Oh, they're going. Oh yeah,
they're going skyrocketing right now.
They're going. I know. I'm keeping my local liquor store open. My adult beverage consumption has gone up. It's gone.
Amina! What up, Amina's no 510?
What up, Amina?
That's my boss, y'all, for NBA Countdown.
So, no. I'm so glad Amina's here for this conversation because we got Chauncey Phillips and Paul Pierce in the horse contest. All right, now, we're going to discuss it briefly on the show, but I have a lot of follow-up questions about this. I know you were asked. I'm so glad you didn't do it.
I didn't want to embarrass our brand. You already do it. You go out there and score 0 points in games. I can't be getting knocked out.
That's unnecessary. At least I'm still playing basketball, all right? One of us plays basketball. One of us talks about basketball. We both talk about basketball. One of us plays basketball. But I'm saying, Jay, when they said NBA alumni, I didn't know it was going to be Chauncey and Paul. And now that I know it's going to be Chauncey and Paul, like, I really want to give them some advice. Don't try to do the fancy stuff. You're not athletic anymore. Just hit top of the key threes. You know what I mean? Stick to the bread and butter. Top of the key threes, foul shots, Paul Pierce from the elbow. Just do it. Just don't try to change. Don't try to do between legs off the backboard, then lay it in. Like, none of that. Don't try to get the people they want. Get yourself a win. That's my advice.
I agree with you. If everybody that got an NBA check was available to play, I would take KD to win it because he's the tallest guy that has the best small guy skills. And I'm talking about handling shot and tricks and just barnstorming to play the game. Current players, I would take Steph Curry beating Kyrie Irving in the championship. In these brackets that I saw, first off, I agree with you. It's about keeping possession.
That's the thing. Like, to win at Horsey, be boring. Shoot layups and let everybody make a layup until someone misses and put a number on them and then keep it going. Like, that's how you win a horse. You don't, that's not giving the people what they want. Like, you're talking about Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry, two of the most fantastic that do moves that you've never thought of or never seen before that blow your mind. But horse isn't about that. Horse isn't about doing the most difficult shot. Steph Curry out here trying to sink it from the tunnel. I'm taking Kawhi Leonard, who's going to hit a free throw. You know what? I'm going to hit 100 free throws in a row and see if y'all can keep up with me. That's how you win a horse. That's how you win. It's not fun to watch. You're not entertaining anybody. That's, you want to win, that's how you win.
Yep, that's what you got to do. Shoot your most high percentage shot multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told Paul to do some post moves, some turnaround jumpers. You know, same with Chauncey. That top of key three, stepping to the left, that's his money.
Also, offhand. When I play horse, I can hit. I don't have a left hand. Please, I don't have a left hand. But that's, 5 feet from the basket, off the backboard, easy.
That's why I picked Curry and Kyrie. Because both of those guys jump off of both feet. Mm-hmm. Both of those guys shoot with both hands. Especially going towards the basket and in the paint.
If Kyrie was in it, a lot of people would just watch him do his thing and be like, all right, I'll take a letter. You know what I mean? I'm not going to disrespect myself by even attempting this. But I'm going to watch this one, Jay. I'm going to watch this one for sure. I'm interested in see how they're going to put it together.
Yeah, I'm interested in it too. That was a great idea.
Did they ask us to host that? Today?
Not yet.
I didn't get a text or email or something. Maybe there's something they might think because of quarantine I'm on my other email. Maybe that's the problem.
Or maybe they're mad at me because I didn't want to play.
Yeah. I would have loved if you played. So let's say you were playing in it. Would you get into a gym and like practice, right? You would.
I would have to.
You'd have to warm up.
Myself.
National television.
No question.
That's what blows my mind when Giannis is like, I'm not playing basketball. I'm like, Giannis, like, you can social distance to get some shots up. You know, like, you can do that.
Shout to Josh. I had a penis wing and notice that my name was David Ruffin. I agree with you. You can get shots up, especially when you make the kind of bread that current NBA players make. You got to find a hoop somewhere. Shout out Reg the Ledge.
Reg the Ledge is always supporting us. Even when he's off work, he's still here helping us get the people what they want.
Part of the fiber of the program.
Love Reg the Ledge. Jalen. Trae Young's going to win horse. You know what? It's going to be Tamika or Allie. Because they're consistent. The female game is so much more fundamental. And that's really what wins these things. Just hit your jump shots. You know, Tamika can hit 15-footers all day long better than anybody out there.
Soon I saw Tamika, I was like, who's she playing? I was like, Mike Conley? Oh, he out. First round. He out. He's out.
Did you know... My wife, Joey Jacoby, made a film about Tamika Catchings and the late, great Kobe Bean Bryant. She did.
Oh, really?
The two of them grew up, spent years in Italy together growing up, and know each other ever since. Because both of their fathers played in the Italian Basketball League.
Shout to Kayla. Shout to Common, my brother, who got a hoop game.
Big shout, Kayla and Common.
No doubt. Here to represent. Can you name the movie that Common starred in that I got a chance to interview him as a basketball player?
Oh, I should be able to. I know the movie. I remember him being on the countdown set. I can't name it, though. You know I don't like follow-up questions. Don't put me on the spot. I got three kids. I don't go to movies.
Just Right with Queen Latifah.
Oh, shout out to Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah.
All hail to the queen.
All hail to the queen. Jalen, we need to get you a haircut. All right? I got an Amazon account. I'll get you some clippers. And all you got to do is just run the clippers over your beard. It's not rocket science. And shaving is easy. put a little shaving cream on there, and just drag the razor across your face and shape up your goatee. You'll be so much happier after you do it. You'll be so much happier.
Nah, dog. I'm channeling my Clyde Frazier in 69, my Magic Johnson in 82, my Jimmy Walker in 74. That's how I'm rocking it right now, dog. You know what's funny? Having my biological father being named Jimmy Walker, him playing in the NBA being much better than me, a killer at Providence, one of the greatest college players of all time, number one pick in the overall draft. And you know, in the hood, especially, we love watching good times. And when cats used to try to clown me and act like JJ was my father, immediate punch you in the face. That was the layup right there. That was the cross the lines when you playing the Jones. Every time people try to act like JJ was my daddy, I wasn't having that.
I mean, obviously, Jimmy Walker made a name for himself in the National Basketball Association, but Jimmy Walker, JJ, is probably a more popular figure amongst most people. You're the original Jalen, but I think JJ is the original Jimmy Walker. You know? All respect to all parties involved.
What up, Rem?
Oh, Rembert! What up, Rem? Shout out to Rem. Rem's social media game during the quarantine has just been, just wonderful.
Remember when we were hanging out in Austin? All of us together doing the Grantland thing? That was so much.
Of course. That was the invention of Prince Jaylene. Jaylen has an alter ego named Prince Jaylene. We should bring Prince Jaylene on the show. Durag Jalen made his way back to the show. Maybe Prince Jaylene should come on the show.
Y'all got a chance to see me in relax mode. I'm walking around half naked, slippers off.
Asleep. It wasn't relaxed. Asleep. Unconscious and relaxed are two different things. Relax is when you're sitting on the couch. Unconscious is when you're just not even with us. Not even there with us.
Y'all shouldn't have been feeding me all of those beverages.
Yeah, we got up with Ray down there too.
And y'all was hanging out with Kangaroo Jalen, so he was eating good.
Oh yeah, we were eating real good. Real good. And so Jay, one thing that's blowing my mind is what life is going to be like when we get back. Because, like, I'm not hugging anybody that doesn't live in my house. Like, are we going to wear masks to work? Am I going to wear gloves and tap my fingers on the keyboard? Like, how is this going to work? And I don't know why I'm asking you, but whatever.
Well, you're asking me because I live on this earth, too.
And yeah, you do. Fact.
We're not going back. Like... And again, I say this multiple times. We did get a little touchy-feely. You meet somebody, head nod, handshake. Second time, hug. Third time, kiss on the cheek. Fourth time is like Marlon Wayans. He used to always hug like a bud of rim. Hug you, rub you on the head, basically tackle you. You know? And so we're not going down that street at all. They're going to be every time that people grab a door handle, a toilet handle, anything that's used for public consumption, they're going to want to have a paper towel. They're going to wipe it down. We are literally crossing. So here's what I got to say. Can I say something to white people?
Why I got to be white people?
I'm telling you. I notice when I'm walking up the street, they purposely
don't. You less touchy feelings than y'all.
No, I'm just saying. I notice when I'm walking down the street, they're not practicing social distancing. So they make me cross the street. I know what y'all doing. Y'all need to quit that.
Jalen. First of all, it should be the other way around, right? Aren't white people using the street? In the comments, I saw something that needs to be brought up.
Okay.
You're wearing a snapback, right? And I've worn many snapbacks in my life, but never, ever, ever have I ever gone to stretch the snapback. So it's only one tiny little snap holding that thing on. Like, you got to put it toward close to the camera.
That was so I could put my do-rag on.
Oh, you got two. You got two. Like, how big is your head and how much hair did you grow? What is happening with you?
No, this was straight because I had the do-rag on. That's it. If I didn't have it shaped for the do-rag, it could be much smaller. I hope so. Yeah, I just had a shape for the Dewey, that's all.
Okay.
That's all that was.
So another thing that needs to be discussed is quarantine food. Because my kids made a broccoli and cheddar soup yesterday. Delicious. My wife made...
Your kids made it?
Yeah, they made it. My wife has this whole like cooking book for kids with recipes. It's great. Get them involved. Because they'll eat it, too. If you make them some food, they'll complain about it. But if they make it, they don't complain about it. It's a great meal.
I like that. I agree.
And she made some Cuban beans and some rice. Tonight, she's making arroz con pollo. She's just really just... She's just killing it. What are you guys eating over there?
Well, I make sure I do this when I'm talking to you, because if anybody got the coronavirus, you're a great candidate.
Absolutely. The germs that fly around my house are out of control. That's why we stay here.
You're a great candidate. As far as food today, chicken pot pie. With chicken thighs, homemade.
Homemade?
Yeah.
Homemade? Is that Molly?
Yeah. That's the smell that's in the air right now. So you can hear and see, but you can't smell right now. You're missing it.
Oh, I can't smell.
The homemade muffins.
Homemade muffins. Wait, I want to know more about chicken pot pie. I love chicken pot pie. Chicken pot pie done well is so good. That first slice with steaming is too hot to eat, but you're hungry and you're looking at it. You put it in your mouth and burn your mouth anyway. God, I love that so much.
And you know the muffins are good when you can eat them with your dinner, but then flip them and eat them like it's dessert. With like jelly or something. You can remix it, throw some extra butter on there.
Yeah, How many meals a day? I had to dial back my meals. I was eating like 5 meals a day. I had to dial it back.
Do whatever make you happy, dog. For all you know, you're never coming outside again.
But you're Kangaroo Jalen. When you get big, I'm Bulletproof Jacoby. I'm already starting to get a little bulletproof. Like, if you got a little gun, I can stop the bullet. But if you got a big gun, it's going right through. So I'm gonna get there. By the end of quarantine, you'll see full Bulletproof Jacoby.
We had to call you Conway the Machine, huh? You take bullets and everything. You like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Curtis on the program. He got so many shows.
Oh, you know what? I talked to the Podfather yesterday. You know
what's going on with him on Sunday, I think.
Yeah, he did this thing where he was mad that we haven't had him on the show. It's a very Podfather thing to do.
Let's call him right now.
That's not how that works. Ask Kayla if she's still here. So that's not how that works. But we'll have him on the show. But it's just like, dog, like...
open invite. You put us like, on.
You're always welcome. You're always welcome.
Anytime. You know what I learned? Here's what I learned about our brother. That was just his way of saying he misses us. That's all.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's all. That's just his love language.
You know there's things I love in the world, right? My family, the sport of basketball. My job, this program. But you know what? I really love the game of Golden Tee, Jalen. And the game has changed. You want to know how the game has changed? I can't go to the bar and play my Golden Tee. My bar's closed. So I had to adjust. I got the mobile Golden Tee. And I can play against my brother, Bill Simmons. But he's eons ahead of me right now. So I'm catching up to BS right now.
So I don't want to get anybody in trouble with their significant other.
So what are you doing, Jay? What are you doing?
Or their kids, or their family, or the people that they're quarantined with.
Uh-oh.
But I do want to ask you this question. When this ends, because it will happen, if you're in the house now 24 hours, when this ends, how many hours will you be in the house after that?
My wife can hear me. I'm gone.
Forever.
I might never come back. I'm gonna come back in like a year.
So many boys, not saying anything.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna go to the fridge after a year and just grab a cup of orange juice. Just be like, how is your day? I'm going to have tattoos. I'm going to have a tan. I'm going to have a whole new wardrobe. I'm going to come back in like a chic. Be like, where you been? Just be like, I don't want to talk about it.
You know what I want to do? Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to change my religion.
What's a new religion?
The religion where you can have multiple wives. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to that religion, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. I know there's a few. I'll pick one.
You can flip a coin if you want.
You know what I miss? I miss playing basketball. Every hoop in New York City, they took down, dog. Every park.
Did they put things on top of the hoop or something to make sure people can't play?
There's no rims. They took the rims. Somewhere, there's a warehouse with all the New York City rims. Somewhere there's a warehouse with just hundreds of rims stacked on top of each other. And those rims have seen so many buckets apiece. Those rims have so many stories to tell. I just want to go to that warehouse and just thank all those rims for all the joy that they've given, not just me, but the city of New York for the past 50 to 100 years. Those rims, they deserve to be treated better. They should be in the Four Seasons getting bathed. That's what those rims should be right now.
And for anybody that's following us, y'all know we love to have fun. The E is for entertainment. The commentary is totally tongue-in-cheek. You guys know that we respect, appreciate our families, our significant others, our kids.
Of course.
When Jacoby says that he's leaving and never coming back for
us. I mean, for like 4 hours.
It's just a joke.
I mean, for 4 hours.
Yeah. I'm not changing my religion. I'm a God-fearing man.
Yeah.
I pray to the man above multiple times a day. But Jacoby.
Uh-oh.
How's it been being at the crib and also trying to educate your kids?
Well, it's not that hard for me because my wife does most of the work. Straight up. She's the teacher. I'm more like the janitor. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be cleaning up behind her. That's kind of what I do. And I take care of the twins. You know you're in a tough spot when I'm like, you know what, Joey, thank you so much for allowing me to take care of these 2 4-year-olds all day, because that was so much easier than taking care of the 1 6-year-old, but it's bad. But you know what, we're having a great time over here. You know, we have fun. We have school time, we have play time, we're really just bonding. I think that those of us that are quarantined with our significant others and with our families, there's, you know, high highs and low lows, but it's really been a great experience just getting closer and closer. I've never felt closer to the people that live with me than I do right now.
How has it been when, like, there were certain home lessons that you were probably trying to get them used to doing, like maybe using a fork or cleaning up after themselves, or, you know, bathroom habits? Has it been tough to kind of do both, because at some point they ain't trying to feel like they're being taught and preached to all day?
Yeah, you gotta balance. It's a tough thing to balance, you know what I mean? Like, and also sometimes you just gotta just like control your own anger. Kids don't listen, man. They just don't touch that. And then they touch it. You just get so mad. Like, I just told you not to touch it 5 times in a row, and then you just looked right at me in the eyeballs and then touched it. Like, what are you going to do? You know? It's crazy, man. Jay, we got to tell everybody to go over to Jalen Jacoby on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We got to go on in 10 minutes.
And Jalen Jacoby's YouTube, because we're going to be over there at 4 o'clock sharp. Check our Twitters. I'm D. Jacoby. He's Jalen Rose. And make sure to tune in every single day here.
I'm Jalen versus everybody. He's D. Jacoby. And we're not done. We're not done.
So we're all stuck in our homes. And sometimes under these new and strange and odd conditions that we're in, you don't want to put a mask and gloves on and risk it at the grocery store. You don't want to go out. What you want to do, stay in your home and have someone deliver to you exactly what you need. But guess what? That's what Postmates is best at, and that's what Postmates is for. Whether you need red wine at 4 p.m., whether you need red wine at 8 p.m., whether you need red wine at 12 p.m., we're not going to judge you at Postmates. They'll deliver it to you. Sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., a breakfast burrito at 10 p.m., or ibuprofen at 10 a.m. Don't worry about it. Don't go outside. Just Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, any kind of delivery service you need all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. You can't leave the house? Well, guess what? You don't have to because you have Postmates. They're 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything and everything to you. Download the app for iOS and Android right now for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and just use the code JJ. That's right, $100 of free delivery credit right now for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app to your phone and use the code JJ. That's code JJ for $100 of free delivery credit in your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code JJ.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, Dome?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Well, the people are not getting what they want stuck at home during the quarantine, but we will always give the people what they want every single day here on Jalen and Jacoby. And LeBron James had a video conference call, just like all of us, just like my six-year-old son. We're all having video conference calls nowadays. And here's what LeBron said about the future of the season and his feelings. Let's listen to the king.
We want to continue to be in communication and see what possible ways we can get back going. And obviously the number one thing is the safety and the well-being of all of us here in America first and getting this pandemic under control. You know, I believe once that's under control and they allow us to resume some type of activity, I would love to get the season back going. You know, if it's in one single isolated destination like this Las Vegas or somewhere else that can, you know, hold us and keep us and the best possible chance to be safe, and those conversations will be had. Will there be another game this year with NBA fans in the stands? I don't know, but I truly hope so.
So you listen to Steve Kerr, he's like, the Warriors not playing any more basketball. We're not playing more basketball. You listen to LeBron James, he's like, oh, I wouldn't get any closure. Yeah, that sounds like a man that really wants to finish this season. Eddie, why do you think he's so motivated to, you know, finish this season?
17th year, he's in his 30s. They have the best record in the West. First year playing with Anthony Davis. There's always uncertainty with the other guys as well. KCP, Danny Green, Bradley, Rondo. Are they going to give Kuzma a long-term deal? If you're LeBron James, you got to close the deal this season. And I believe if he doesn't win a championship in 2020, he will not win another. And that's not that. That doesn't mean that he isn't going to play at an all NBA level again. It means that the Clippers have ascended, the Bucks continue to ascend, the Warriors go return to form next year, and the West always find ways to create challenges. So this is the Lakers' best chance to get it done, and LeBron James understands that sense of urgency.
Well, I'm a little more bullish about the Lakers' future than you are. I think that they have so many people on one-year deals that they can sort of remix the roster as they have for the past couple of years since they've had LeBron. But about this particular season, I do think that some way, somehow, they will name a champion. And I think that it will likely happen in isolation. It will likely happen without fans. But I, like LeBron, think that it just seems like they should do whatever it takes, even if that means pushing the NBA Finals into the fall. Even if it means something like that, they should do whatever it takes to finish this season and let the reverberations sort of course correct themselves over the next few years if they're stuck on this calendar that they currently have.
It doesn't take a brain surgeon to realize between now and if you can start an NFL season on time in early September or even end an NBA season in September or October, the mass public isn't going to be comfortable going to sporting events with 20,000 people.
Mm-mm.
Concerts, basketball games, or whatever. So in 2020, everyone needs to be relegated to the fact and understand, in particular in the NBA, if some regular season and or postseason games get played, they will be without fans. So be ready for that reality.
LeBron also said something else that I think was overlooked during this weird Zoom call like we all have with our friends that he had, is this. He said that he was wrong. The Lakers actually came together this year faster and with less sort of a growth, you know, growing pains than he expected. I kind of feel the same way. I thought they'd be a little turbulent. If you remember when he first started in Miami, when he first started in Cleveland, they had sort of like, I mean, returning Cleveland, obviously, they had some slow starts, but this team has been hitting all season. What do you think about his assessment of the season so far for the Lakers?
Well, I think it's accurate. I was fortunate enough to be in the building when they beat Milwaukee that Friday, the weekend before the season was obviously canceled or postponed. Played really well against that team, got a win, split the season series, played great defense against the Greek Freak individually, even did a couple of strong post moves on them. And also, the Greek Freak got injured, which means LeBron was definitely ascending in an MVP conversation.
Good point.
After this weekend, especially on this Sunday's game, where they also beat the Clippers and their team played well. If you were doing NCAA rankings and woke up on Monday, they would have been the number one ranked team. But now all of a sudden you give all of these squads weeks and weeks to get healthy and to get rested. That still benefits everybody else as well. And so the best players are just going to be healthy. They're still going to be the top performers. And I still feel like the younger squads dominated by players that aren't at LeBron James' age in the league is going to give them an advantage.
Well, you know, I've got the Mavericks winning one of the next four titles. I'm telling, remember where you heard it first.
Are you extending it now? No, don't try to extend it.
What did I say?
Don't try to slide that in.
No, I did not extend that. I did not say that. Find the tape. Go ahead, find the tape. I did not say that. Anyone listen to the pod every day, tweet at us, because I did not say that. That did not happen.
So what does couple or few mean to you?
Couple means two, few means three, handful means five. I don't think there's a word for four. Bunch is six or half dozen.
Okay. Anybody listening to the pod, please tell us.
I've got strong opinions about what these – what a handful is always five. It's five. Several is always seven. They both have the seven in it. I've been thinking about this my entire life. Don't say few. Few means three. Doesn't mean four. It means three. That's what it means. Please. Jalen, I have a feeling I know which way you're going to lean on this one, but it is time for soft move or boss move. Todd Gurley has found himself – Todd Gurley has found himself – traded from the Rams, and he's also found himself commenting on some erotic IG Live performances, and he also found himself on Twitter tweeting this about the Los Angeles Rams. Rams NFL pass due, send me my money ASAP. Jalen, soft move or boss move? Going straight to social media to try to get your money like your 50 cent when you're talking about a star running back and an NFL franchise.
This is a boss move, and it wasn't just him. Also, Clay Matthews, I think, is trying to collect his bread. Yep. And I think one of the things that both of those guys have accomplished, have in common besides being really accomplished, is that they both aren't going to be on the squad anymore. So it's almost like, now I'm leaving the team and you want me to chase my bread. I feel like that's just unprofessional by the Rams, especially when they have one of the richest owners in the world.
Well, it's also, if it's business as usual, you know, this is not business as usual. And you've seen that there's been pay cuts, not just in sports, but all across most industries. People, you know, the unemployment sky high. Like, if a franchise, if a corporation owes you your money, now is the time to collect, because most corporations are not going to be flourishing during the quarantine and after. Jalen, I saw today the list of participants in the NBA's horse isolation contest. And there's a couple names in there that I want to discuss with you. Because we knew that CP3 and Trae Young were going to be involved. Your guy, Zach LaVine. We got Mike Conley Jr. You know, we got Allie Quigley and Tamika Catchings. Shout out to Tamika Catchings. One of the best to ever do it. And your colleagues, our colleagues, Paul Pierce the Truth and Chauncey Phillips. Jalen, whoa. Talk to me about your guys. What are your Countdown Brothers doing getting mixed up in this?
Chauncey was an initial member of the Big Three. He probably played 20% of the games over his first couple of years. Paul Pierce is actively considering coming back to the Big Three because they're going to quarantine in L.A. Mm-hmm. These guys have desire, Jacoby. They have work ethic. They have discipline. They have game. They're the opposite of me. I'm lazy. I got that email. The same email. I got it.
Oh, yeah?
NBA talent. Who wants to participate in horse? And you know what I initially said? Yeah.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I'm like, yeah.
No, Jalen, I've seen you hoop. Yeah. I've seen you hoop. You don't have any more. Don't do
and
that.
And I looked at the fine print.
As your brother, I wouldn't let you do that. I wouldn't let
and
you
do that. And then I saw all of the things that was going to come with it. I was like, I need to hit the brakes.
That sounds like
and initially, like
press appearances.
I was like, wait a minute. On TV, I was considering it if I thought it was going to be on social. I was like, yeah, okay. When I saw it was going to be on TV, I'm like, not going to be able to do it. So I'm rooting for Chauncey. I'm rooting for Paul. Those my brothers. Mike Conley getting out in the first round.
Remember, oh, yeah.
Tamika Catchings ain't having it. First round, Mike Conley. You my dog. He first round.
Jalen, you are one of the greatest NBA analysts, if not the greatest NBA analyst to ever do it. But when it comes to pickup, rec league, 21, horse, that's my territory. Because let me say this. If you're really trying to win a horse, you don't take trick shots. Like, if you're really trying to win, you just take a bunch of layups. You play a possession game. You know what I mean? That's how you – if you're really trying to win. It's annoying. It's not good for TV. But the best strategy is just to hit a bunch of five-foot jump shots, knock them down, and pile up letters on everybody else, and don't let anybody else have the opportunity to score on you. That's how you win a horse for all of the people out there that really want to actually win a horse. Don't try to left-hand it behind the back, off the roof, off the wall, headbutt it in. That ain't going to work. Just take little easy, basic, fundamental shots to tell you when a horse. You will.
I was telling that to Paul Pierce. Mid-range.
Yes.
That's the reason why it's the lost art. Post moves. Turnover both shoulders. Continue to make your pet shots.
Yes.
That's all you got to do.
Yes. That's
just
how
make
you win
your
that
pet
horse.
Shots. You don't have to do trick shots under the leg, flip it over.
Give the people what they want by shooting the ball. Well, you're going to lose. You're not going to have possession. You can't
correct.
Win possession. You can't win without the ball in your hands.
Now, if all NBA players were eligible to play horse, I'm taking the Slim Reaper. We did this in 2009 and 10, and he won. Yeah. If active players were doing it, I would take Curry over Kyrie in the finals. Who you got?
You know who I got? I'm going with vets. I'm going with vets and boring players that are effective. I'm taking Kawhi. Do you know why? Because Kawhi doesn't have trick shots. He doesn't. He's never gone between the legs in his life. You know what I mean? He's never even windmill dunked in his life. Like, he is a machine, and you need that mechanical, strategic approach to win at horse. I'm taking Kawhi, and I'm taking Vince Carter because he's old. You know what I mean? He's smart. He's not trying to be out here and put on a show for crowds. Put on shows for crowds for two
like what you did there, sir.
Shit. So I'm taking Vince Carter and Kawhi Leonard. Those are my two. If I had to bet on two players active to play a horse. Jalen, I'm so excited for that. I'm going to watch that one. The 2K thing I checked in on, I was like, all right, I'm good. I got kids chasing me around. They don't want to watch this. But I'm the horse, I'm going to watch. And if you were in it, oh, I would definitely watch. And I would not bet on you to succeed. It is now time. Be careful, because I know you're comfortable. You're at your home. We're not really on linear television right now. But this gets seen by a lot of people that work at our company. So be careful, because it is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Now, I'm going to start by saying I like Mike Leach. Mike Leach is an outside-the-box thinker. You know, Mike Leach is great for business. Our business gives great interviews. And I also don't think that Mike Leach had true negative intentions when he tweeted this, but man, did he make a mistake, because he had a tweet during the quarantine that we will not show that featured a woman, and it was an old picture of a woman tying a noose, and I believe the caption was some sort of joke about wives' plans for their husbands during quarantine or something of that nature. I found the image to be pretty repulsive, so I didn't do too much investigating about what the actual tweet was, but This obviously struck a chord with many people that found it offensive. So he was forced to apologize. And of course, his apology said, "I sincerely regret if my choice of images in my tweets were found offensive. I had no intention of offending anyone." Jalen, I don't know how in 2020 anyone could post a picture like this and not understand that it's going to be offensive to people. But what were your feelings when you saw this? What do you think about his apology? And in general, what do you think about the use of the image?
So I'm one of those people that believe in second chances, third chances. Only those that are devilish judge you by your worst moment. And so I'm not going to do that to Mike Leach. But here's what I am going to do. Sometimes people get upset when people show that they may be racist or they may be sexist or they may have some behaviors of a bigot. My thing for a person like this is to allow them to keep talking. I'm not going to come on here and say he should even lose his job. But you know what I am going to say? He sent a message to all of the black players that he's coached in the past and the present. So therefore, if you're on their team, you have a choice to continue to play for this man or not play for this man. He's shown his true colors. And when somebody shows you who they are, you believe them. Jacoby, he's coached in the South at that for so very long. He understands the connotations of what he's doing as an adult, educated man that's in a position of leadership of a football program. And since he's considered that elite at what he does, and their football team has stunk anyway, which is why they hired him, I wouldn't still call for him to lose his job. Let him keep speaking, because I want people like that to let me know where they're coming from. And that's exactly what he did.
To me, is I honestly think when he pushed send on that tweet, he did not mean to be racially insensitive. And that, to me, while it could be true, is also indicative of an ignorance, which is very troubling in the year 2020. Because if you truly do not understand how offensive the image of a noose is, especially in the hands of a white person in 2020, it tells me that you have a lot to learn about this culture and American history. And frankly, it's I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but it is kind of hard to believe. I mean, it is a noose. Did you not consider that before you press send? I understand that you were trying to make what is a joke about relationships in quarantine, but there's no joke that involves the image of a noose that is funny, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people would agree with me. We're going to move on, Jalen, to Luka Doncic. And like you, Luka Doncic is not shaving his beard. Not because he doesn't know how to. I believe Luka Doncic knows how to. But he put this on Instagram, and he just wanted to know whether he should shave it or leave it. Jalen, you do not know how to shave your own beard. You've never taken a razor to your face in your entire life. Your barber has abandoned you. I know you texted to try to get him to come over, and he said not going to be able to do it, just like you so made famous. Shout out to the Double X Posse. So, Jalen Rose, should Luka Doncic, like you, keep the ugly, long, scraggly beard?
Keep it, because I've enjoyed over the past couple of decades the public appreciating me, making sure I was groomed, haircut, shaved, suited and brooded, flowers, brooches, tie pins, socks, shoes, hard bottoms, Pumas, it don't matter. But you know what I also appreciate? When people realize that this is truly a pandemic if I'm not getting a cut. And so I need to allow them to feel like, as we say, that I'm a man of the people and continue to give them what they want. And so I'm going to not get a cut because, A, Andy Authentic abandoned me.
Thank you. I was about to say, you don't act like you're doing this to be like solidarity or some sort of, like you're a martyr.
He abandoned me.
I'm
going to allow it to happen. I'm just going to allow it to happen at this point.
Let me see what the do-rag says. You just got a straight do-rag? Oh, no do-rag. Oh, okay. That's not bad. It doesn't look bad. You've been working the waves hard. I see you're still putting the effort. That's not bad. But, yo, this, we could be here for months, man. At some point, I'm going to come over there and cut your hair because I don't want to be. I got to look at this every day.
So when we go to ESPN, I'm going to get a cut, though.
They ain't going to let us go to ESPN. You know that. They're going to be like, oh, sorry, unforeseen circumstances. We had no idea this pandemic was going to hit. Anyway, we'll put you guys back at 2 in the morning on ESPN 2. That's how it works. So, Jalen, De'Aaron Fox went the absolute other way. See, he's like me. He wants to keep it high and tight during the quarantine. So that's what De'Aaron Fox looked like during the regular season. And most recently, De'Aaron Fox uploaded this. I think he's in a grocery store. Should be wearing a mask. But, Jay, what do you think about De'Aaron Fox cleaning it up?
You know, I rep lefty number fives. And every time he gets the basketball from end to end, especially in the open floor situation,
he's out.
A great athlete. And I enjoy continuing to watch him flourish. That was just smart because a lot of times when you're wearing that look, the fro look, the trife look, or whatever you call it in your region, you still need to go to the barber because he got to massage it for you and make you look right. Hey, and if you don't have that person to probably to do that, it probably look a lot rougher without that support.
Well, you know, I haven't been shaving. I usually shave every day, but during the pandemic, I haven't been shaving that much. And when my beard got a little longer, I felt like I was getting coronavirus in the beard. You know what I mean? So I feel like he probably felt the same way about the fro. He's like, I just feel like this is picking up a lot of Roni Roan. It's getting stuck in here. Let me just shave this down. I'm not kidding. Like when I had a longer beard, they said, don't touch your face. First of all, you have a beard, you're always touching your face, especially when I used to have one. Second of all, I just felt like I was taking the coronavirus and just putting it on my face. It was getting Velcro stuck there. None of that is back.
No, you be putting the coronavirus on your face in another 5 minutes when you leave this show and you go out there and play with those 10 kids.
Oh, yeah. My kids were licking each other yesterday. I'm like, this is not social distancing, guys. I was like, let's not play a game where we lick each other. We're not doing that. Not in today's day and age. Well, every once in a while, there's some video on the internet that me and Jalen really need to break down in great detail. And Jalen has not seen this video. It comes from a woman in New Zealand who is also dealing with the lack of a barber like Jalen Rose. And she took matters very much into her own hands. It's time Jalen and I go to the table. Jalen, your barber stopped returning your text, refuses to cut your hair. This woman in New Zealand was having a similar problem, and let's just see how she dealt with it. I can't wait to see you see this.
Don't have any scissors, though, so I've got this knife. And I guess we'll just get to it or tie it off.
No. No. No.
Nice.
No.
Oh, yes. That is my hair. What's it say?
No. No.
This is what Jalen did throughout the entire video. No. No, no. She took the kitchen knife, like the bread loaf kitchen knife, the serrated one, and just chopped through the hair, and then took some clippers to it. You know what? That didn't come out so bad. I'm going to say upgrade. I'm going to say her hair looked better after than before. I'm with that move. I support this. This, to me, is a boss move. You know what? They should retire scissors. Everyone should just cut their hair with kitchen knives moving forward.
I think this is a soft move because so many people are spending so much money for hair that looks like that, this texture that way, that has that length. It's been an industry for decades, and you give it away for free? Now, if you're going to cut it off, let's figure a plan to sell it or something. How about that, Jacoby? It's a pandemic right now. If you owe somebody money, don't pay them, okay? If you owe rent, don't pay it because everybody else not doing it. Same with hair. Not going to be able to do it. Don't do that. The only time that happens is in mafia movies. The last time I saw that happen was in New Jack City when Nino cut off the dude's ponytail. You can't be doing that.
I forgot about that. It's a great reference. I support this. I will only be cutting my hair with a kitchen knife moving forward for the rest of the pandemic. And, of course, I'm lying. But at least she took matters in her own hands, something my co-host has never done and will never do. Never, ever cut his own hair or put a razor to his own face. That is when you know that you are rich. Jalen, don't get fired. But Instagram Live, some place that you can find Jalen Jacoby every single day right around 3:30 on Jalen's Instagram account. It's been very popular during this pandemic. We're all sort of reaching out to each other socially, FaceTime, Zoom meetings, house party, you know, and IG Lives, another way to sort of interact with people, connect with people in real time, as many of us are alone in our homes or stuck with our families, like myself. And Jalen, Lil Yachty is no different. Lil Yachty's on his IG Live, and he was interacting with some of his fans, and he offered to Venmo or Cash App a fan $500 if they would drink their own urine. And that is exactly what happened. Jalen Rose, look at you. You can't even take it. Jalen, how much would Lil Yachty have to pay you for you to drink your own urine?
That just disgusts me because I was enthusiastic after the Mike Leach topic, setting both of our cultures forward 25 years. And then I just saw the young lady cutting her hair and set your culture back 25 years. Now I'm seeing this set my culture back 25 years. I'm just disgusted by this for so many reasons. Like, there's so many other ways you can offer to give somebody $500.
Yeah.
They can humiliate themselves via the internet.
We got record high unemployment rates. We got people out there that really need that $500. Don't give it to the person that's willing to drink their on the ground. You know? Don't do that. Give back to the community the little boozy way. You know?
That is nasty, disgusting. But in this climate, I'm not judging people doing what they got to do.
But, Jay, you know I'm going to ask, because I've got a number. Everything's got a number. There's a number on everything. I will drink a cup of my own urine for a certain dollar amount. I'm going to think of mine, you think of yours, and then we'll exchange them. Cash, tax-free, $1 less, I won't do it. $1 more, I will. My number is $15,000.
Oh, we're going to arrange for that. I might have that in my pocket.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do that, no problem.
I got that. I might have that in my pocket.
Why do you have so much cash? You can't even go to a store.
I might have that in my pocket.
You can't even spend that. Why do you have so much money, Jalen?
Arranged for this.
Why do you have so much money? You can't even spend that. What are you going to Target? Spend $200?
Let me tell you
something. How many rolls of toilet paper are you buying?
Let me tell you something. People across the country are stocking up on paper towel and toilet paper, going to the supermarket, stocking up on fruit and vegetables. You know what I'm stocking up on? Cabbage. That's what I'm stocking up on. Cabbage.
You're going to be wiping your butt with those when you run out of toilet paper.
It's paper. No doubt about it.
We're all very excited about The Last Dance, the documentary about Michael Air Jeffrey Jordan. And I also want to announce Jalen Jacoby After Show, The Last Dance, which is a special podcast series hosted by myself and Jalen Rose. We'll be joined by the director of the film, Jason Hare, and there'll be one episode of that podcast for every episode of The Last Dance. And until The Last Dance debuts on the 19th, we'll be giving you a countdown. It's time for Jalen Jacoby's The Last Dance countdown. So The Last Dance focuses on one of Michael Jordan's championship years, but not every one of his years were championship years. He also played for the Washington Wizards. You remember those years? Jalen Rose, you scored some points on Michael Jordan during those years. And Jerry Stackhouse was on that team. And Stackhouse recently said this about that experience. Quote, "Honestly, I wish I never played in Washington. And for a number of reasons, I felt we were on our way in Detroit before I got traded there. It was really challenging to be able to be in a situation with an idol who was this particular point. I felt like I was a better player." Jalen, we've had this show for about a decade. You've brought up that Jordan on the Wizards was a different animal. What was your impression of Michael Jordan in a Wizards uniform?
Oh, in a vacuum, both of those great Carolina players and obviously Jordan, the GOAT to ever do it, Stack put in work for my Detroit Pistons. I remember him scoring 50 against the Bulls, being guarded by Scottie Pippen, if I'm not mistaken. And so as somebody that was in the league at that time, and saw Stack get traded from the Pistons to the Wizards that season as a talented performer, he was quote unquote better than Michael Jordan. But that was MJ's farewell tour. And so based on that, if you got a guy that's still going to average 20 at that point of his career and be willing to play all 82 games and the lights, camera, action is here to see him, he going to be getting the opportunities. And you know what else they did to Michael Jordan? They pulled the rug from under him, Jacoby. Because like Kevin Garnett, who doesn't like snake-like behavior with Glenn Taylor, especially when somebody offers you ownership in a handshake agreement and you don't do it. Same thing with the Washington Wizards. Michael Jordan cashed in his stake in ownership to play because he thought he was getting it back. No shots of people in Charlotte, but it's different owning a team in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Mm-hmm. And so when that didn't happen, that's what led to him being out in Washington and locking arms with Bob Johnson in Charlotte, initially with the Bobcats as a minority owner, now with the Hornets as a majority owner.
Jalen, I just want to say, I can't wait to do this podcast series with you. It's going to be great. Every single episode will be an accompanying podcast. It's Jalen Jacoby After Show, The Last Dance. Watch the documentary. Listen to our podcast afterwards, because on April 19th, Michael Jordan and basketball, as you know it, will change forever. I cannot wait. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.